والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا امه بعد امته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعه بعد شريعته اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذا نودي للصلاه من يوم الجمعه فاسعوا الى ذكر الله وذروا البيع صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam superiority over all angels, just as he has granted our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam superiority and made him the greatest amongst all prophets, just as he has made Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu the best amongst the Sahaba, he has made Ramadan the best month and the most blessed month in the year. He has made Laylatul Qadr the most virtuous and blessed night in the year. In a similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the day of Jumu'ah, that is the day in which we are today, the most blessed day in the week. And there are various reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done so. And let us look at some of those reasons so that you and I, we can show respect and always keep in mind the virtue and superiority of this day. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the day and known and kept it as Jumu'ah. The word Jumu'ah comes from the root word Jam'ah, which means to gather and accumulate. Now, this is one of the special attributes of Jumu'ah, to bring disparate and separate things together is one of the khas things of Jumu'ah, one of the special aspects of Jumu'ah, the shan and quality of ijtima'iyat. See, Allah Ta'ala told the malaika to gather dust and sand from various parts of the world, various regions, brought it together to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So brought various things together and created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Today you and I, we see on this day of Jumu'ah, people have come from different backgrounds. The rich and the poor, the white and the black, and the people from Somalia, Pakistan, India, all over the world, they have come from their various backgrounds coming together to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have gathered from various and disparate backgrounds to come together in the masjid in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a similar manner, the day of Qiyamah will happen on the day of Jumu'ah. Here again, that aspect of Jumu'ah, bringing scattered things together, will manifest itself on the day of Qiyamah, which will be a day of Jumu'ah. Allah will bring people from the time of Adam alayhi salam, from different backgrounds, from different geographical locations, from different places, bring them together on the Maidan of Hashar. And what is amazing is, even beyond that, in Jannatul Firdaus, mention is made in the Ahadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, of course, there will be no specific days in Jannah, the way it is here in this world. There won't be the time system that you have running after time and always meeting deadlines, sometimes rushing for deadlines. That won't be the case in Jannah, but there will be a system. And according to the riwayat, it comes, and in the under the ayat, waladayna mazid. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has referred to this particular aspect, that something that would resemble the day of Jumu'ah will also happen in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the various people of Jannah together. And there will be a remarkable great arena. The arena will be known as arena of mazid, the arena of abundance. And that would be a very vast type of, you know, arena. We can't imagine that arena. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that on that day, there will be mounds of musk, you know, the beautiful fragrance that will be up till a very high level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne will be placed in that arena. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make himself manifest according to his shan, according to his quality, according to what is appropriate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, It comes in a hadith that they will be made to sit on towers of light, and the believers will be made to sit on chairs of sapphire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a wind blow. That wind will give a most beautiful fragrance of musk that no one has ever seen or have ever smelled such a beautiful fragrance. And after everyone is that, in that particular way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the people of Jannah and say, is there anything that I can grant you, anything more? The people of Jannah will say, Wallah, you have granted us everything. Whatever we want, you have granted us. We are happy beyond words. What else can you grant? And when Allah Ta'ala will insist, the people of Jannah will make mashura and consult with the learned and say, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal himself to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal his blessed countenance according to his shan, according to something which is appropriate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the people of Jannah. And the people of Jannah will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will tell Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam that Hazrat Dawood must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was known for his beautiful voice with which he used to glorify Allah to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala says, yeah, you know, when Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Jibalu awibi ma'ahu wattayr. Allah says in the 22nd surah of the Quran that the mountains and the birds used to stand still to listen to the zikr of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So on that day it will happen, and our ulama tell us it will be the day of Friday. So this aspect of bringing disparate and separate things together and accumulating and bringing them together is one of the khas and one of the special qualities of Jumu'ah. And brothers, of course, when we do come together, we have come with a purpose to remember Allah. We stand here united from different backgrounds, different ethnic groups. We should try when we scatter thereafter. And obviously we are going to scatter. We're going to go into our different activities. But keep that spirit at the back of our mind. Keep that the way we have come together here in front of Allah. Keep Allah in front of us when we keep one another in mind and when we come together outside Jummah. And the same thing should also try to manifest itself. There are many other aspects with regard to Jummah. I will just read one of the few, some of the aspects and some of the fazilat of Jummah. Hazrat, it is made mention that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Inna yawm al-jumu'ati sayyidul ayyam wa a'zamuha inda Allah." The day of Jummah is sayyidul ayyam, the king of all days, and the most virtuous and greatest in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa a'zamu inda Allah min yawm al-adha wa yawm al-fitr. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it is even more virtuous than the day of Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. وَفِيهِ خَمْسُ خِلَالٍ. Five reasons amongst other reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted it blessedness. And among that is خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ Adam. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Jumu'ah. Then secondly, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said وَأَحْبَتَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَدَمَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to earth was also a Friday. Now why is this virtuous and why is this significant? Because all good deeds emanate from that incident when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam into this world. In Jannah there was no mukallaf. You were not obliged to do good deeds. You had a completely different routine. So this aspect of doing good deeds emanated and started from Allah Ta'ala sending Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam down on this world, also on the day of Jumu'ah. وَفِيهِ تَوَفَّ اللَّهُ Adam. On this day, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam passed on. And the reason for significance of that is that many a times juniors become great by the death of seniors. How do juniors come up? How do juniors come up? Juniors come up when people who are senior pass on, then people who are, you know, juniors, they come up, they become seniors. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam passed on the day of Jummah. وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ فِيهِمَا فِيهَا الْعَبْدُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا عَاتَاهُ. There is a day and a time on the day of Jummah, sometime, a blessed moment. Whatever dua you make, Allah will accept the dua. I will go on to explain that, to the fourth reason with regard to its virtue. And then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَفِيهِ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. And on this particular day, Allah Ta'ala will establish the day of Qiyamah. Again, it's the day of Qiyamah is significant because Allah Ta'ala will reward the people who have done good deeds. Five reasons amongst many other reasons why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted superiority to this day. Then in another hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, مَا تَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسِ وَلَا غَرَبَتْ عَلَيَّ عَلَى يَوْمٍ خَيْرًا مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. There is no day in this week on which the sun rises on a day which is more superior and more better than the day of Jumu'ah. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْزَلِ إِيَّاكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ عَدَمْ. The most beautiful day and the most virtuous day is the day of Jumu'ah. Then, amongst the other reasons for his virtue, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, and let us listen to this beautiful hadith, فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنَ السَّلَاتِ عَلَيَّ. O people, because of its blessedness and virtue, recite abundant darood upon me. There is a great link between these two virtuous entities, the best of days and the best of Allah's creation. There is a very great link between the two. And therefore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, you know, in a hadith, فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ مَعْرُوضَةً عَلَيَّ. Your salat and your darood upon me on the day of Jumu'ah is presented before me. Brothers, what a great honor. We make darood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The angels take our darood and salam and present it before Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then one of the Sahaba said, وَكَيْفَ تُعْرَضُ صَلَاتُنَا عَلَيْكَ وَقَدْ عَرَمْتَ أَيْ بَلَيْتَ. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, how is the salat going to be presented before you when you will be reduced to dust in your covers? And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah has made it haram upon the earth to consume the flesh of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So I will listen to your salat and I will wait for your salat when you make salat upon me and you make darood upon me on the day of Jumu'ah. So this is amongst the other reasons. And because Jumu'ah will take, you know, Qiyamah will take place on Jumu'ah, it comes in a hadith that every creation other than jinnat and human beings, that when Jumu'ah comes, they have a degree of apprehension. That is this Jumu'ah not the day of Qiyamah? Other than the angels and the human, and under the jinnat and the human beings, they don't have that apprehension. Otherwise, all creation of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have this apprehension. Then, as I said, another reason with regard to the virtue of this particular day is, on this day, there is a moment, whichever dua you make, Allah ta'ala accept it. The ulama have given us various, you know, when is that most likely moment? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala used to say, from the time of Fajr till the time of the rising of the sun. After Fajr till the time of the rising of the sun, that time, any moment between that time, any time you make dua, perhaps that would be the time. The other ulama have gone in from the time the imam ascends the mimbar till the end of the salat, till the end of Jumu'ah, till when he comes upon the mimbar. Obviously, at that time you must make dua silently. But when the imam, you know, ascends the mimbar, from that time till after Jumu'ah, any time in between could be the moment which coincides with that moment which Allah Ta'ala accepts our du'as. But many of the ulama have gone to this particular aspect and said that it is a time between Asr and Maghrib, especially prior to Maghrib on the day of Jumu'ah. And brothers, many of us have come very neglectful with regard to this time. We are busy in all our various activities, but that could be the likely time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts du'as. The way Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, in Jumu'ah, there is a moment, whatever du'a you make, it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is some of the aspects with regard to the virtue of this particular day, my dear respected brothers. And also, Allah ta'ala had this day in his mind. Allah ta'ala, amongst the 7 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already determined the day of Jumu'ah to be the most virtuous day of the week. But Allah ta'ala left it to the various ummats. You choose. Allah ta'ala gave it to them and said, you choose which day is the most blessed day, that we would make it the most blessed day for your ummah. So the Jews chose Yawm al-Sabt, the day of Saturday. The Christians, they chose the day of Sunday, saying that the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the creation of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on behalf of this ummah, chose the day of Friday, which coincided with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's determination and Allah Ta'ala's decision that this is the most virtuous day of the week. And one of the reasons why it is the most virtuous day in the week, amongst other reasons, is also Allah Ta'ala created the creation in 6 days, starting from Sunday. And Allah Ta'ala created human being after Asr on the day of Jumu'ah. Now when you look, the entire creation, Allah Ta'ala created it for whom? إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنَّكُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Allah created the world for you, O human being. Allah created you for Akhirat. So, you know, many times when a mehman is coming to our house, a visitor is coming to our house, what do? We see that everything is put properly. We see that the house is neat, the house is tidy. And when all the house is neat and tidy, then we welcome the visitor. In a similar manner, Allah Ta'ala created everything. Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and earth. When everything was ready, for whom Allah created it, Allah Ta'ala created him on Friday after Asr. So that is one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this day the best of days. And then together with this, there are many other aspects that we should keep in mind. One of the aspects is, brothers, we should try and, you know, show great value to this day from the time of Thursday night at the time of Maghrib. We know that a day in Islam starts from the time of Maghrib. Many of our ulama, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, has made mention that the ulama of the past, they used to wait for Jumu'ah, and from Friday, Thursday night Maghrib, they used to start, you know, preparing themselves in terms of zikr, in terms of tilawat, preparing themselves for the day of Jumu'ah. So we should first see that our preparation starts well in advance. And it is a normal thing that the more you prepare for something, the more you will find the value and the benefits with regard to it. And also amongst the other aspects with regard to Jumu'ah is that we should try and see to it that we try and, you know, we make ghusl on this day. One is to make ghusl as a matter of course. But one is to do it because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized it. For example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, ghuslu yawm al-jumu'ati wajibun ala kulli muhtalim. That according to one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is wajib for a person to make ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. This is according to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, according to all the other imams, it is not wajib, but it is recommended. Therefore, it comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, inna hadha yawmun eid. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. This is a day of Eid which Allah has made for the Muslims. Therefore, فَمَنْ جَاءَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Then whoever comes for Jumu'ah, let him make a ghusl. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, that whoever comes for Jumu'ah, let him make ghusl. وَغَسَلَ رَأْسَهُ. Let him clean and let him comb his hair. ثُمَّ تَطَيِّبْ مِنْ أَتْيَبِ تَيْبَةٍ. Let him put the best fragrance and itr that he had. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. And then let him come for salat. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, for every step a person walks towards the masjid for Jumu'ah, he gets the reward of fasting and making qiyam for 1 year. And this is one of the aspects. Also try to come early for Jumu'ah. There's many benefits of coming early for Jumu'ah. Not only that you get a good parking. That is one of the side benefits. You know, or maybe you can catch up with the neighbors or gossip. With your friends. People do nowadays, they come to Jumu'ah for that. You know, I will catch up with what happened in the week with my friends. Brothers, one of the things with regard to coming early for Jumu'ah is that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud one day came to the masjid early, and he was the fourth person in the masjid, and he showed disappointment. Al-Qama, who was with him, said, you are only the fourth person in the masjid. Why are you showing disappointment? He said, Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, keep in mind what I said about that day of Mazid. He said, Allah on the day of Qiyamah will keep people close to his throne in accordance to how quick and how early they came for Jumu'ah. The person who came first will sit next to Allah Ta'ala's throne. The person who come last will come right last. So come early for the day, for Jumu'ah. That's how you will get the sawab. And it comes in one hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that a person who comes early, he gets the sawab of making qurbani of a camel. Then after a time, when a person who comes later, he gets the sawab of making qurbani of a cow. The person who comes later, he gets the sawab of making qurbani of a lamb, of a sheep. The person who comes later, he gets the qurbani of, you know, the sawab of making qurbani of a chicken. And then afterwards, the person gets the qurbani of making a sacrifice of an egg. And the moment the azan goes, the angels, they close their books and said, finish. We are not recording anyone who has come for Jumu'ah. So anyone who comes after the azan, he is not made included into the hazri or in the attendance of Jumu'ah. This is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us with regard to this particular aspect of coming early for the time of Jumu'ah. Also another very important aspect with regard to the day of Jumu'ah, my dear respected brothers, is that people must be careful the way they enter into the masjid. Sometimes people are not very careful with regard to it. They climb over the shoulders of people coming in front. If there's a place in front, it's a different matter. But when there's no place and you just come in front without any particular reason, let me relate one or two hadith of what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. جَاءَ رَجُلٌ يَتَخَطَّى رِقَابَ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْوَةِ. That a person came, he came late and he started climbing over the shoulders of people, trying to come in front. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making khutbah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sit down. Sit down, فَقَدْ آذَيْتْ. You have caused the people inconvenience. If you want to come in the first rows, then come early. Why come late and then come over people's show? What are you trying to prove? And normally when we do address people in this particular regard, some people find it, you know, offensive, but this is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people to sit down who try and do such a thing. In one hadith, مَنْ تَخَطَّى رِقَابَ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ اِتَّخَذَ جِسْرًا إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ. That a person who comes and comes over the shoulders of people on the day of Jumu'ah, trying to get a place in front when there isn't a place, then he takes a portion of Jahannam. So these are the type of things that we should keep in mind with regard to it. A very important point is people who speak at the time, of khutbah. As Jabir radiallahu ta'ala said, قَالَ سَعْد بِنْ أَبِي وَقَاسْ radiallahu ta'ala لِرَجُلٍ لَا جُمُعَةَ لَكْ. Sa'd bin Abi Waqas told one person after Jumu'ah that you have no Jumu'ah today. You don't have the reward of Jumu'ah. Your Jumu'ah is not counted. So he said this in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the person said, Lima ya Sa'd? Oh, why, O Sa'd, my Jumu'ah is not counted? No virtue, no blessedness. So Nabi Kareem, so Hazrat Sa'd said, لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَتَكَلَّمُ وَأَنْتَ تَخْطُبُ. Ya Rasulullah, no Jumu'ah for him because he was speaking when you were making the khutbah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard Sa'd, he said, صَدَقَ Sa'd. Sa'd has spoken the truth. Sa'd has spoken the truth. A person who speaks when the khutbah is on, there is no sawab and reward of Jumu'ah for him. He is deprived of the reward of Jumu'ah. In fact, to such an extent that our ulama tell us, in fact, the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person tells another person who is speaking, keep quiet, he has also committed a guna. You are not even supposed to tell another person, keep quiet. Now, can you imagine the guna and sin of a person who is talking at the time of khutbah? We get reports, brothers, of people who sit outside and they talk at the time of khutbah. This is a great warning. We do not want to identify anyone. But this is what the hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. And therefore, we have to keep this in mind that the khutbah is a very important part with regard to Jummah. And a person who stays away from Jummah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Man taraka thalatha jumu'an, whoever stays away from three jumu'ahs, Allah ta'ala puts a seal on his heart in terms of hidayat. No more hidayat for such a person who stays away from three jumu'ahs without any valid reason. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, a person who stays away from three jumu'ahs, then Allah ta'ala records him as a hypocrite in such a book of records that particular book of records will never be wiped out. He would be recorded as a munafiq in such a book that book will not be wiped out. So brothers, this is not an ordinary matter. The day of Jumu'ah Allah Ta'ala has given us is a day of great virtue. And when Allah Ta'ala has given us this virtue, it is important for you and I that we try our utmost to give reverence and respect to that which Allah Ta'ala has given such great significance to. And we should stay away from doing something which impacts negatively upon the reverence of that day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made so blessed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.